Eggs of women are similar to the eggs most of us know. They have a nucleus that is like a yolk and a cytoplasm like the white, but they have two types of DNA. That in the yolk is called nuclear, while that in the white is called mitochondrial. And now a baby has been born from a recombination of two women's eggs. Jeffrey Kahn, director of the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins, explains some concerns.
Of course, they have to be safe, and that's where some of the ethical issues start to come up. We don't know what happens when you combine one woman's mitochondrial DNA with another woman's nuclear DNA. That interaction didn't occur in nature. Now, it turns out that there's only a limited number of subgroups of mitochondrial DNA in the world's population, and so one way to avoid what might be mismatch is to say the donor's haplotype, as it's called, should match the woman who wants to have a child's haplotype.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.